Oh my God. Holy shit. It has been forever, dude. I want to start this episode by saying that if there was a, you know, that show where like the thing on YouTube where they talk about what's in his bag or what are Clement, like what is Lil Uzi's essentials or what is Lil Baby's essentials? My would be this. Okay. And I got it right here. This, you'll never catch me at any point of the day. You'll never catch me without these things. You'll never catch me without Burt's Bees Ultra Conditioning Lip Balm. First things first, why is it ultra conditioning and why not passion fruit or fucking, you know, hemp seeds or whatever the hell they got, or cafe mocha latte flavor? The ultra conditioning makes my lips feel plump and they make them look good. That's the first thing. The second thing that you'll never catch me without is I have a button, like a little coin that says one day at a time. You'll never catch me out with that, without that. My God, I can't catch my breath. Fuck. Second thing, or third thing, you'll never catch me out. You'll never catch me without a book or without a pencil or without a little thing of paper to write on. Fourth thing, you'll never catch me without a necklace. I will always be wearing a necklace. And then the fifth thing you'll never catch me without you'll never catch me without a sense of chaos and a sense, an impending sense of doom in my soul that reverberates throughout almost all of my conversations. There's an underlying sense of this guy is chaotic and he's fucked up, but there's something good there, but there's also something just as much not as good as there is good. And that underlines every conversation that I have with people. But yeah, that's where we're at. I bought this little sleep eye mask, the thing that I could wear like this, like a little bee or like a little, you know, one of those things. And I thought that I would be able to sleep better, but apparently I can't because my head is so fucking big. Dude, my mother, I'm surprised that I wasn't a C-section baby because of how big my head is. My head is like the size of a fucking watermelon, dude. If not a watermelon, then a cantaloupe. I mean, I don't even understand. This is the reason for my mother's cavernous vagina, probably, because my head is so big and so just large. I don't understand how any woman, and I'm not trying to just, you know, diminish a woman's vagina size. I'm sure that I know that they're crazy capable orifices, similar to the one right below it. But I'm just saying, I just think to myself, I don't know how I even managed to get out of my mother's vagina. This thing, the pressure I get, I wake up with a migraine. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. Wow. All right. Let me catch my breath. Cause I just had a 32 ounce cup of coffee and I'm just, you know, the magic conch is just conching right now. And I just need a moment. I just had a 32 ounce cup of coffee. I've been trying to stop drinking cold brew in the morning. I drink cold brew as soon as I wake up. And I heard that that's a bad thing because it's your body doesn't have any food. And when you drink cold brew, it's like priming your body to be in like fight or flight the whole day, which really makes sense because every time I drink cold brew, I feel like I'm always buffering like I'm always like, I'm in like a lag. I'm in like a mode of like lagging. I'm like lagging. I don't know. It feels weird. So I'm trying to stop drinking cold brew or at least eat something before I drink the cold brew. But honestly, I'm trying to stop drinking coffee altogether because coffee's fucked. Coffee is such a nonchalant, like everyone drinks it, but it's so addictive and I love it. Like I hate how much I love coffee in the morning. Dude, if you looked at my car right now, there's someone very smart who said, if you're going to date a guy, right, look at his car and look at the contents of his car and you'll see the kind of guy that you're going to end up with. If anyone looks at my car, it's a piece of shit on the inside. Like I probably have mold somewhere in my car. I probably have, you know, things that I had 10 years ago. I probably have things in my car that are so old, they're almost antique like now. I have bottles of coffee and Wawa cups, Chick-fil-A cups, sauces that are opened. And every like 2 weeks I clean it. And then I'm like, wow, I'm a brand new guy. Like every time I clean my car, my self-esteem just skyrockets. I'm like, oh my God, I really got my shit together. I'm like, well, dude, I really have like, there's only like one of those days every 2 weeks. It's like, I really have my shit together. Like my life's really good now. And that's not good. Like my car, I park like far away from my gym. I find myself thinking to myself, like, bro, if I park near the gym, these people are going to look at my car and they're going to be like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking menace to society. And honestly, I think it's a true statement. Look at the guy's car. If you're going to date a guy, look at his car. And that's exactly the kind of guy that you're going to get. And my car is not a piece of shit, but the interior of my car, it's like a Pollock painting. It's just bullshit. It's just shit everywhere. It's crazy. Honestly, I support that movement. Look at a guy's car, and that's what kind of guy. Look in the inside of his car, not look at his car. Look in the inside of his car. That's the kind of guy. It's telling of the kind of person that they are. But it's kind of true, though. I think it's true for most of just about anything. Let me adjust my volume here because I feel like I'm a little loud. I'm kind of getting crazy already. But yeah. What has been happening in my life? The thing that how people love disgusting things. I'm the kind of person that I'm selective about my disgusting things that I like. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to say it out front. This thing that's stuck in my toes, because I wear black socks, right? So the black sock cloth gets jammed in my toes. And then every couple months I have to pull it out. And it's just like a deposit of cloth. Honestly, that's just really what it is. It's like a deposit of cloth and there's toe jam and shit. And I would be lying if I said that I don't like the fact that that happens to me. I don't hate it. Okay. The feeling of getting it out, the feeling of me digging it out with like tools and shit is fun. But there are people who love disgusting things. And I'm selective about my disgusting things that I love. I'm really selective. I can't watch gore. These people are psychopaths. I know it's spooky season. People who like to watch gore, exactly what you watch needs to happen to those people. Exactly what you like to watch, those people getting chopped up. That shit is so disgustingly scary. That's disgustingly scary. Bro, I can't even watch it. I can't even watch a scary movie. I'll watch a scary movie with a girl, which is always, I have to be Superman. Like, I have to be like, okay, yeah, I'm here. I'm a big, tough guy, and I'm fucking sitting here. And the girl's right next to me, and I'm sitting here. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there watching a guy get chopped in half. I'm sitting there, someone get their throat cut open, and the blood is splattering. And I'm sitting there watching, and the girl's just, like, sitting there. And I'm just got to be like... I feel like that kid in the news, the kid that was his first day of school, and the white lady was like, are you happy to go to school? And that's my face when I watch a scary movie, just like this. I hate scary movies. Fuck scary movies. I'll watch a creepy movie, but I won't watch a scary movie. Dude, it's so funny. I would rather watch, and this is not, I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but... I would rather watch a real life tragedy almost than to watch a fake horrific thing. Like, I love 9/11. I'm very open about how I have a fascination with 9/11. I was watching 9/11 footage last night. I watch 9/11 footage all the time. I'm addicted to 9/11 footage. I compile it. I know names. I know people. And it started to happen to me when I was in high school. And I like to watch. I don't like it. I actually use the words better. But I find it fascinating to rewatch footage of every aspect of 9/11. Even the horrific aspects of it. Even people jumping out. Even people waving as they fall. Even I like to watch it. The phone calls. Kevin Cosgrove on the 103rd floor of the Twin Tower. One of the first building. He's in there calling the New York Fire Department in there. I need help. We're young men. We can't die. And he's saying, and he's a New Yorker, so he's witty. He's talking all this shit to the operator. And the operator's like, we're coming up there. They're coming up there right now. And Kevin Cosgrove is sitting there. Fuck this. I'm too young to die. We're on the 103rd floor. Send Jersey. Send Idaho. I don't give a fuck. Send firefighters from everywhere. Send them. I don't give a shit. And then he says a joke and he's like, tell God to blow wind from the west. So to blow all the smoke away. Tell God to blow wind from the west, God damn it. And then you hear him on the phone and the operator's still on the phone with them. And you hear, oh God, no. And the phone call just ends. And as and it's synced up. There's video of it. It's synced up with Kevin Cosgrove's phone number. May Kevin Cosgrove rest in peace. But I'm addicted to 9/11. I love it. I just find it fascinating, you know? And sometimes when I'm alone, I'll get emotional about it because I think that that's kind of the point. Like, I really like to get emotional about that kind of stuff. I really do. When I was in high school, we went to the 9/11 museum for my senior trip. We went to New York and we went to the 9/11 museum. And there was a story about a woman who's getting her, she's on the top floor, one of the top floors. And you can see here, there's like footage or like recounts of people looking at her, adjusting her skirt, you know, her skirt, grabbing her skirt, adjusting it, pushing it down, and then deciding to jump and fall. But before she does, she adjusts her skirt. And I was watching that in the 9/11 museum, and I'm sitting there crying. I mean, I could not stop crying. Even I think about it now, it gives me choked up. But I love the fact that someone can do something so human in the moment, you know, in that moment that before they die. And it just, I was sitting there in front of all my friends in high school and I was sitting there choking. I was like choking up. I was like ugly crying too. I was like, just sitting there crying. And I remember not having any shame of me crying. Nothing. No shame. No shame whatsoever about me crying about that. Cause it's just so beautiful, you know? But yeah, I love 9/11. So I'll watch 9/11 footage, okay? Which is does probably 10 times more damage to my psyche than any fucking gore fest movie, you know, theatrical shit that I could watch, whatever y'all got. I think it does do 10 times more damage to my psyche. But I just won't watch a gore fest. I mean, it's just too real. If it was in the Wizard of Oz days, where it was just the shit was so bullshit that I could just watch it. It was so fake that, you know, the graphics were so fake I could get away with watching that. I'd be like, yeah, this is cool. This is cool because it's so clearly fake, and it's like, yeah, it's obviously fake. But when you see CGI of someone getting their head chopped off and the shit looks like how it actually would look, I mean, the new Texas Chainsaw movie. I mean, they're just crazy. Are you crazy? Honestly, though, there's worse shit. There's shit that I remember watching some stuff when I was a kid about, I don't know if it was Insidious or some movie. I think it was Insidious. I don't know. It's some movie where this family is propped up on trees. They're all like propped up in like bags and they're alive, but they're all like hung by bags. And then the guy lights them all on fire. And it's like, how do you watch that, right? This is what I think I'm an empath. My therapist told me I'm an empath. But, I mean, how do you watch everyone that you love? How do you watch a video of people who love each other get burned alive and then try to, like, move on? How do you go from that to talking about, like, the weather or just enjoying that? I don't know. Maybe, honestly, I think it's a me problem because I'm too much of a feeler. I think I feel way too much. Like, I'm honestly annoyed by how much I feel things. And honestly, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. But I'm not trying to be, you know, fruitcake over here like, oh, I'm an empath. But I do think I feel way more than the average person, which is good and bad. But, you know how it goes. But yeah, I don't know. Crazy shit. Spooky season. I'll watch it with a girl, though. Don't get me twisted. I will watch a good movie with a girl, and I will have her cuddle up, and I will tell God to blow wind from the west to drive my tears from going down to, I'll have them go back up into my body, into my eyes. Because if I'm, you know, I'll just be like, I'm a tough guy and I'm with a girl and I gotta be Mr. Tough Guy right now. But, you know, my toes. I know y'all like my toes. I know y'all like my toes, bitch. The fuck? My toes are priority. But, hey, listen, there is nothing more that I love more. There's nothing more that I love. Let me get this right. There is nothing that I love more than a failed GoFundMe. I mean, I love a good failed GoFundMe, man. I love a good failed one. a GoFundMe who was just someone who made a GoFundMe in the fucking heat of the moment. They're talking about their life and they're like, yeah, I have this dream and I want to travel and all this stuff. And I just, my cat needs surgery and it's his fourth fucking surgery. And I love a cat so much, but I can't have the money because I'm a fucking broke college student. And my cat needs his rib removed and I don't have money. It'll be $4,000. And I just love my cat Stinky so much. Oh my God, I love Stinky. And I remember I rescued her from the little pond under my fucking house. And I cannot afford the surgery. And then the fucking, and you go to the GoFundMe and it has $5. Fucking $5. This shit is $5. Fucking poor Stinky. fucking Stinky. Oh my God, not Stinky. Your little rib cage. Fuck your cat. Fuck your cat. I mean, let's be honest, dude. I just love a good failed GoFundMe so much, dude. That shit drives me up a fucking tree. I love a good failed GoFundMe. Oh my God. Wow, dude, I get so fucking happy. Wow. I love a good GoFundMe. I love just a piece of shit, dude. Fucking just dreams. Getting gasoline and light it on fire, bro. Fuck. Oh my gosh. Now I'm crying. You see, I'll cry over anything. Wow, what a pussy, man. Wow. Holy shit. A good failed GoFundMe is the best, dude. I remember back in my day when I was more hopeful and just delusional. I would make GoFundMe's when I was a kid. I was like 16. I made this GoFundMe to get through this program, this huge program that I was a part of. I ended up being a part of the program, thank you to my dad, but program was like $5,000, right? And I didn't have the money. The people who were going through the program, I wasn't like those people. I was in a different bracket. And I was one of the kids that had to muster up the money to go to the fucking program, you know? So I didn't get to go one summer. And I remember trying to go that summer because I wanted to go and my dad just couldn't make it happen, which is fine, you know? But in retrospect, I was a spoiled little bitch, but I remember making a GoFundMe and putting all these flyers. I remember going to the good side of town with my flyers that had a QR code to my GoFundMe and a fucking it's all my dreams, like all my things that I wanted to do in the program and all the reasons why I wanted to go and who I was going to be when I grew up. And I remember putting them in the mailboxes of everyone at the good side of town because I was living in the bad side of town, quote unquote. And this Karen bitch had the audacity to call me and she said, never put anything in my mailbox ever again. Don't come to my property and do not put anything in my mailbox. And I remember answering the phone and said, bitch, who the fuck do you think I am? Fuck off. And then I hung up the phone and I was like, she said, just don't come back. And I said, bitch, I remember saying, bitch, who the fuck do you think I am? Fuck you. And I ended the phone. And this is, I was 16. I was an asshole. But, I mean, I just, you know, Karens. There's Karens. But, oh my goodness, dude. Good failed GoFundMe. My cat, Stinky. Oh, fucking poor Stinky in your ribcage. Anyway, life is good, man. Life is good. I'm rocking and I'm rolling. Things are great. Losing weight. I'm just doing things. I'm just happy. But things, you know, there's a graph in like trade and like trading and, you know, stocks and shit. And it's like, you know, if you go to a stock, if you go to a viewing of like a stock, right, or any of the graphs for a stock, and you look, let's say you exit out 5 years, and you'll see it's gone up over time over those 5 years, or it's gone down. But if you take a look at the 1 month mark, or the 1 year mark, or the one, or the 3 month mark, there was a period of 3 months where it was going down for 3 months straight. There was a period where it was going up for 2 years straight, and then went down for 2 years straight, and on the last year, on the fifth year, it went up. So that's why when you look back and you step back, you see it's all going up. Life right now for me feels like it's going up and down. But as I step back, I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, things are really going up, you know? And the only thing that I can tell you is that as long as when you step back from your life, today, tomorrow, if you step back and have the perspective to look at your life and the bigger picture of things, and they keep going up, and things are going up overall, do not sweat the minor ups and downs. Don't sweat it. Just don't sweat the minor ups and downs, because that's part of it. If your stock is going to go up, it's going to have to go down. And days, there's going to be days where it feels like it's going nothing but down, and there's going to be days that where it goes nothing but down. But there's going to be a day where you step back and you're like, holy shit, my life has done nothing but go up. And it's been painful, you know, but that's life. And that's how it feels right now to be me. And that's how it feels right now to be a lot of people. And I hope that you can appreciate the fact that it's that has to happen. So anyway, my GoFundMe to Stinky is in the bio of this fucking podcast. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm happy to be back. I worked so hard for this camera. I worked so hard for the things that are going on now. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.